Rabbi, you made everybody big chachams over here.
All right, we're almost at the end of the Masechta. Today's daf is daf Peites. And we'll begin with the Mishnah on Peiches Amid Beis. The end of Masechas Nedarim deals with the topic of hafara, rejection of a neder. A husband has the right to reject the neder of his wife, as we've discovered, that doesn't apply to all nedarim, that applies to the nedarim that are inui nefesh, that cause her affliction, or dvarim shebeinu leveina, matters between him and her that would impact their relationship. A father also has a right to reject the nedarim of his daughter, but when she reaches the age of the nedarim, about 11 and a half, until 12 and a half, until she becomes a bogeres. As we'll see at the end of today's daf, if a daughter has left the domain of her father, that can occur in a variety of ways. It could be whether she becomes a bogeres, whether her father passes away, or if she goes through nisuin, or she could be a yesoma b'chayav, she was married, then she gets divorced. So in any of those ways, then the father no longer has the right to reject his daughter's nedarim. So let's start with the Mishnah on Peiches Amud Beis. The pasuk said, "V'neider almana ugrusha." However, the vow of a widow or a divorcee, kalasher amral nafsha yakum aleha. Whatever she says about herself will be established. So as the Ran points out, obviously, right, if the Torah says that a husband can reject a neder, if the woman doesn't have a husband because she's divorced or she's widowed, so there's no one to reject the neder. So it's like any other person, any other woman. That's like a 50-year-old lady who's never been married. So she makes a neder, no one can reject it. She can go to a chacham to be matur neder. But there's no hafara, there's no rejection. So why did Torah have to say if she's divorced or widowed, there's no rejection? So answers the Mishnah, it's not the simple meaning. It's the very following, you know, case, which is a very interesting case. Do you look at the moment when the neder was said, or do you look at the moment when the neder took effect? Ketzat, for example, what does it mean? Amra, if she said, Areini nazir la'achar shloshim yom. She said, I'll be a Nazira, a neder that 30 days from now I become a Nazira. So when she said, was now, and now she has no husband. But when does the neder take effect? When does she become a Nazira? 30 days from now. It could be by then she will have a husband. And that's the case. Even though she got married, and now 30 days later there is a husband in the picture, even though the neder is taking effect while under him, he cannot reject it, because this is the pasuk, v'neder almano grusha, the nedarim of a widow, the nedarim of a single woman, kol asher, whatever she said, kol asher asra al nafsha, whatever she prohibited upon herself, yakum aleha, will be established upon her. It will last, and there's no way to reject it. It wasn't Avar Shlobala Olam. She said it'll happen in 30 days on her. She was here.
Yeah, but it hasn't taken effect yet.
Yeah, but it's not that there's a new reality in order to enable it to take effect, right? It's the current reality. She could have taken effect right now. She's just delaying it time-wise. Avar Shlobala Olam would be needed some new reality to happen, like divorce or death to enable something to happen. Here it's enabled, it's just time. So, the 30 days later is the time.
If she got married in those 30 days, he couldn't. So unless she got married the next day.
Even then. Right? Because when she made the neder, she was single. And what we look at is when the neder was said, we don't look at when the neder took effect.
She was married, and he here just after 10 days that she made a neder, he can mess it. correct? But right. In this case, he was not there. The neder would be nitkayem.
Correct, he wasn't married.
So that's
the pasuk. Next case, now turning to Peites Amud Aleph, Nadra, Vehibir Shusabal. Let's say she made a neder and at the time she was married. So Meferla, the husband can reject it, even though when the neder will take effect, they'll no longer be married. Ketzad, so for example, how so? Amrav, the woman said, Hareini Nazira, Liachar Shloshim. I will become a Nazir 30 days. Afal Pish and his Almana Onis Garsha Besoch Shloshim. Even though she was widowed, or she got divorced within 30 days, Hare Zemufar.
Even he didn't nefer the neder.
No, he was, right? She said at the time, I will be a Nazira after 30 days, and then the husband rejects it. But then she gets divorced. Do we say, well, one second, what he rejected shouldn't work because at the time of it mattering, when it's supposed to be taking effect 30 days later, then there's no longer a husband. But the answer is that no, let's see what the key point that matters is the moment of her statement. At the moment of her statement, there was a husband, and he rejected at that time, so therefore 30 days later, even though by then there is no longer a husband, it was still rejected.
But Rabbi, if they're under the chuppah about to get married, and they want to annul all the vows, the rabbi can do that right there, right?
No.
No? No. Oh, because you have to investigate.
So you have to investigate, figure it out. Yeah. A new case where a husband cannot reject the neder. Let's say they get married. And Nadra Bo B'Yom, on the day of the marriage, the day of the Nisuin, she made the neder. Right after the Nisuin, she makes a neder. Then when his Garsha Babayom, then they get into a huge fight, and he gives her a get. And then the Hichzira Babayom. And then he remarries her on that day. Eino Yachol Lahafer. He cannot reject her neder, because once he divorced her, she was on her own, and now that he brought her back, so it's already this new nisuin, the second time he marries her, whatever nedarim she has, or nedarim that she made already, so a husband doesn't have the ability to reject nedarim bekodman, earlier Nadarim. So that clout. Now this last line creates a rule. It calls Shayatzler Shasat Mashachas. If a woman was an Asua, and after the Nadar, she went into her own domain for a moment, then Eino Yachol Lahafer. Then when the husband brings her back, he's not able to be Mefer, he's not able to knock down the Nadarim. Once she entered her own domain, he's not able to reject Nadar.
Can we clarify something? If she was Nesora, she made a neder. He could mefer. Now he needs Garsha.
Good.
So why? It's okay. No. Garsha, it's right. But too. Why?
No, because once she's mitgareshet, she's in her own domain.
No, but he already...
He wasn't mefer, though. He didn't do it. He didn't do anything.
If she was a minor, she would go back to her father's domain.
That's
could,
true. But this is not a minor.
This is not a minor.
Well, more so, this is after Nisuin. When we said that she could go back to her father's domain, is when there was only Erisin.
Yeah.
But I thought even if she was a minor and she got married when she was 5 years old, and they got divorced,
She would never go back to her father.
Once he gets married,
once there's nesuin, the father is out.
Oh, I thought a minor would go back.
No. Nesuin means that you're out.
You're out for good.
So, according to nesuim, when someone machzir ishto chazara, it's like a new nesuim, like a new baal. In a way, it's a new baal.
That's correct.
You can only do that once, right? Remarry your wife once.
Once she, if during the divorced period she married somebody else, then you're not allowed to remarry her.
Right. But only you can only remarry, divorce and remarry her once?
Huh? No,
as long as she didn't marry anybody in between, you could do it again.
Not me, I can't, I'm a Cohen.
That's right, a Cohen could it too.
Tax purpose. File, say you'll file.
It's true. Says the Gemara. Again, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah we learn that the meaning of the Pasuk, the Neder Almano Grusha Yakum Alea, is that the key moment of the Neder is when it was said and not when it took effect. So therefore, if when the Neder was said, the woman was an alman and a grusha, even though by the time it took effect she was married, the husband can't reject it. And if it was the other way, if when it was said she was married, even though and it was rejected, even though by the time it took effect she was no longer married, it stays rejected. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. Gemara now quotes a braisa where the Gemara thinks that this concept is actually a machlokas tanoim, is an argument of the tanoim. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Almana ugrusha, widow or divorcee. Shamra, who said, Hareini nazira likisha inase. I'm a nazira. She's saying that now, and right now she's an almana and a grusha, but she's saying that the nazira should take effect once she gets married. Once I get married, I should become a nazira. So when it's taking effect, she's married. But when it was said, she wasn't married. So what's the halacha? If a nise, she then gets married, now the naziris is supposed to take effect. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Yafer. Rabbi Yishmael says the husband can reject the naziris, right, even though she said the neder before he was in the picture. Apparently Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah, that's what the Gemara thinks, and Rabbi Yishmael feels that you don't look at the moment when it was said, but you look at the moment when the neder took effect. And the moment when the neder took effect, there is a husband in the picture, so therefore he can reject it. However, Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yafer, Rabbi Akiva says the husband can't reject, because the main moment is like our Mishnah, not when it takes effect, but when it was said. And when the neder was said, she was alone. Now the Gemara says a way to remember this is yalali. In other words, in the case of saying while alone, but taking effect while married, Rabbi Yishmael says, yafer, he can reject. That's the yud. Rabbi Akiva says, lo yafer, he can't reject because it was said while she was single. Now the next case, which was also the second case of our Mishnah, similarly our Mishnah also had a second case, in the next case where when it was said she was married, but when it took effect she's not married, so you're going to have the opposite. Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, lo yafer, you won't be able to be mefer, because when it takes effect they're not married. And Rabbi Akiva says that you look at when it was said, we'll say yafer, because when it was said they were married. What's that second case? The following. Ashes ish, a married woman. Shamra, who says, I reign a Nazira, I'm going to become a Nazira. I am a Nazira. Likesha eskarish, when I get divorced. At the moment of divorce is the moment when the Naziros takes effect. Then is Garsha. And then she, in fact, got divorced. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yafer. The husband cannot be mefer, because when it took effect, when the naziris happens, it's when she's divorced. When she's divorced, there's no husband. That's the moment of Yom Shamo. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, yafer. No, Yom Shamo is when he heard. when she said it. When she said it, she was married. So then they can. So then the husband can reject.
When she said it, she was married.
Yeah, she said, I will be a Nazira when I get divorced. But when she's talking, she's still married. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we look at the moment when she's talking. And therefore, he can reject the neder.
Rabbi, in the first case, does she have a disclosure obligation? I mean, could the marriage be null and void because she didn't disclose?
Are we still back from Ksubas? Yeah. Sure. So now let's go to the Psukim. Rabbi Shmuel explained, why do I say that what matters is when it takes effect, not when the neder was said, when it was pronounced? Harehu Omer, because the pasuk says, V'neder almano grusha kol asher asra aleha yakum aleha, it will stand upon her. So it's saying, V'neder yakum aleha, what is the meaning of neder? That it will stand upon her, that it will take effect. Achie neder, b'shas almanus v'gerushin. So that there should be a neder at the moment of widowhood and gerushin.
Is that the Rabbi Yishmael go against the pasuk?
No, Rabbi Yishmael go with this pasuk. Rabbi Akiva again.
So Rabbi Shmuel says the key is when it took effect.
And I will go with Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva Savar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not when it takes effect. It's when the neder was pronounced. Hareyu Omer, because the pasuk continues and says, Kol asher asra al nafsha, whatever she prohibited upon herself, Yakum aleha, will stand upon her. Asra al nafsha, prohibited on herself. In other words, that she made it prohibited on herself. Achi isurei neder. It means that when she makes the prohibition, when she's saying the words, b'shas almanus v'gerushin, she's a widow or divorced, and then the neder takes effect. But not that when it took effect, she was a widow or divorced. Amar Rav Chizda said, Masni Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. That's what seems reasonable to say that, because our Mishnah said that if a woman said, while she's a widow, I'll be a Nazira 30 days from now, and 15 days from now she gets married, the husband can't reject it. But if she said, I'll be a Nazira 30 days from now, and the husband rejected it, and then she gets divorced, she's still not a Nazira. So that's like Rabbi Akiva, that we don't look at when it takes effect. We look at when it was said. Kol asher asra al nafsha, yakum aleha. So Abaye said, it's like Rabbi Akiva, it's against Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah.
That's what Rav Chizda said, I mean. However, Abaye said, afilu tamer Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah could be Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, we look at when it takes effect. Because it wasn't a question of timing. It was a question of an action. She said, I'll be a Nazira once I get married. Or I'll be a Nazira once I get divorced. So then, when it's dependent on a particular action, he says, okay, the action is what matters. And then there wasn't an nether till that action. So that's the point, that's the moment when the husband can reject it. But here, it's not an action, it's time. She says, 30 days from now, I'm a Nazira. That's in both cases. Whether she was not married or whether she was married, what happened was she said, in 30 days from now, I'll be a Nazira. So when something is dependent on time, so then maybe even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that the issue is based on when she said it and not on taking effect. Rabbi, so the Gemara explains now the reason for this. Masnisin, Talya Navsha Biyomi. In the Mishnah, she's making herself dependent on a particular amount of time. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel would agree that the focus, when it's based on time, is on the statement that she made. Why? Because with time, she doesn't know if anything's going to happen. She doesn't know if she's going to marry or she'll get divorced. How does she know? She just knows that time is going to pass. She doesn't know what's going to happen in that time. So when she was saying, I'm making the neder, based on the realities of now, just 30 days later, the neder takes effect. So we look at the realities of now. But Brisa, and the Brisa, she said, when I get married, I'll be a Nazira. When I get divorced, I'll be a Nazira. So Talia Nafsha Benisuin. So she made it dependent on her getting married to become a Nazira. So therefore, getting divorced, so then she is clearly linking herself to a husband. Let's remember, we've learned earlier, as the Ran explained, that there is a svara. There is a logic why the Torah gave the husband the right to reject his wife's nedarim. And that is the kol anoderes, al das baal anoderes. When she makes a neder, she's thinking, okay, as long as my husband doesn't disapprove, because she has to live with him. That's why once he already starts paying her needs, igiyas van velo nisu, he already has the need, he already has the power to reject her nedarim. So if, you know, she's saying, I'm making a neder once I get married, it's al das bala. She wants it to be included. If she's saying this is a neder once I'm divorced, it's obviously not al das bala. She wants to exclude him. So then Rabbi Yishmael says, we look at the moment that it was said. I'm sorry, then we look at the moment when it takes effect. But when it's just time, then he would agree that you look at what was said at the moment when it was said and not when it takes effect. So that's what the Gemara now spells out. Even if you want to say it's Rabbi Shmuel, Masnisin in our Mishnah, Talya Nafsha Biyomi, she depended herself on time. Braisa, in the Braisa, Talya Nafsha Benisuin, she depended herself, she depended the act, the effect, on some event, on Nisuin. So Shalmu Yomi Vilonis Garsha, the days might go by without her getting divorced. Shalmu Yomi Vilonis Nasba, the days might go by without her getting married. So Zach, so that's why when you talk about when it's dependent on time. Well, what if it's dependent on time, then you look at the moment when it was said. But when it's dependent on an act, on a condition. It was because when she says it, let's say she's married and she says in 30 days from now I'll get divorced. She's saying in 30 days from now I'll be a Nazira. So she's not expecting to get divorced. So she's no Deres al Das Bala. Then her husband rejects it, it's rejected. She now gets divorced, so fine. She got divorced. But if she said I'll be a Nazira once I get married, so then she's clearly saying that that it's dependent on her husband. If she says, I'll be a Nazir once I'm not married, it's clearly not dependent on the husband. So then the husband can't reject according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel only said that we look at when it takes effect, when it's dependent on an action. But when it's dependent on time, then we don't look at when it takes effect, we look at when it was said.
He's agreeing 100% with Rabbi Akiva. He's just claiming that the Braita. You're just saying the Braita didn't mean that she was Nesua. He's agreeing with Rabbi Akiva. If she wasn't Nesua, he can mefer. She cannot say in 30 years when I will meet Garesh. Now she's Nesua's man, the Baal Mefer. He's agreeing with Rabbi Akiva.
He's not agreeing with Rabbi Akiva.
Just he's saying a Braita is different.
No, but in the case of the Braita, they don't agree. In the case of the Braita, where she made a net there.
He's saying there's. His Braita, he's going with the Braita that she's not a Nesua.
Right, but in the case of the Braita, they don't agree, because in the case of the Braita, she said, I will become a Nazira upon my divorce or upon my marriage. So Rabbi Shmuel then says, we look at the marriage and divorce. And Rabbi Akiva would say, no, we look at the time that it was said.
But how can the husband have the right to nullify anything post-marriage? They get divorced. The husband should
no,
have
he had already nullified
four.
It.
Four.
But how can he nullify something that has no impact on him?
He nullified the words. Once the words were said, he rejected them. So they're now gone.
Even but they will never have an impact on them because it's post-divorce.
Well, they have an impact. It keeps standing. Once he knocked it out, he knocked it out. She's now not a Nazir because it was nullified. She can make a new vow.
Yeah,
that's correct. She can make a new vow.
Also, the divorce is not in her hands. It's in his hands. Right? Like, he has to give her the gift. So maybe he says, I'm not divorcing her. So then never. How would that be right?
So now we've learned that the end of the Mishnah had a phrase, Zaklal, that if a girl leaves her husband's domain, she got divorced from Nisuin, the husband can't reject the Nadir anymore. So the Gemara now points out, what is that to include? So first it takes us back to an earlier parak. Zaklal, the Ketani Gabi Naira Morasa. In the earlier parak, when it said a girl who was Arusa, she hasn't gone out to her own domain, then her father and her husband reject her nedarim. That was lasuye to include that if she was arusa and the husband showed up or sent a wagon to pick her up, but halacha avim shluchei habal, the father was accompanying the girl with those people who came to pick her up. Or the emissaries of the father are going with the emissaries of the husband, that's already lo yatsa. She has yet to leave the domain of the father, and then it would still be the father and husband rejecting her nedar. Now, that's the case of B'nai Ramo Rasa. Tavio Balam Efir Nedarel. What's the Zakal of our Mishnah? Zakal the Ketani Gabevelu Nedarim, when it says this is the rule, any woman who's gone into her own domain, and her husband cannot reject her nedarim anymore. Vasuye, that's to include Masra Av Shluchei Abal. If the father handed her over to the Shluchim of the Baal, Oshimasu Shluchei Av Shluchei Abal, or the Shluchim of the father handed her over to the Shluchim of the Baal. So if the father handed her over to the emissaries of the husband, or the representatives of the father handed her to the representatives of the husband. So at that point, she is now fully nesua. And at that point, once she's fully nesua, that's it. The father is out. And if she...
But they didn't have chuppah yet, right?
So at that point, once she's nesua, she'ain... That is chuppah, right? Therefore, the father is already out. Now, shein abal mefer bekodmin. Now, there can't be a rejection of the neder. The father can't reject the neder because she's already in a suah. And now the husband can't reject the neder because the husband can't reject the nedarim that were made before the nisuin. He can only reject, once he's nasui, the nedarim that get made while she is Nesua, but not those that were made before the Nesuin.
Made before Nesuin, why can't the father return?
Because now she left him.
She was in that
in a route he could have, once he got transferred over.
Once she gets...
When did she make it?
She may have made it earlier in the morning when she was in Arusa, but then she went into the Chuppah, so now that's it.
Had not yet rejected it.
Yeah, now it's gone.
In the route, you said? No, both of them on...
It's when the transfer happens. When they can't, you know,
once she's left the domain of the father, so that's it. The father can't reject the nedarim anymore.
Have a good day.
Gamarnu.
Yeah. You should have a kollel fair. You know. Good point about that. It's a wedding.
Next Mishnah, Teisha Naros. There are 9 situations of a girl who was an Arusa, that Nidrein Kayamin, that now the Nidarim last and they cannot be rejected. So the first is Bogeres. She made a Neder when she was already 12 and a half. Vehi Yisoma. And she gets married, she does nesuin after the neder, and then she gets widowed, her husband dies, or divorced. So the Nisuin took her out of her father's domain. And now that she is over 12 and a half and divorced or widowed, so there's no husband who can reject it. Naira, let's say when she made the neder, she was only 12. But Ubagra, now she's 12 and a half. Vihi Yasoma, and she is detached from the father because after the Nisuin, she was widowed. And then the father hears of the neder, and he wants to reject. It's too late. It's too late for two reasons. Number one, she's already a bogeres. And number two, she's already left the father's domain.
Even
third case. What's that?
Even she's now.
What was that, Roger? What was the question? Third case. Naira. A girl is a Naira. She's 12. Shalobagra, she's not 12 and a half. And she makes an eder. And then, Vihi Yasoma. And then she leaves her father's power because she has Nisuin, and then she gets widowed, or she gets divorced from the Nisuin. So the father cannot reject her Nedarim, because she's still, even though she's only a Naira, she's Yisoma B'chaya Av, she's left his power. If she made the Neder when she was over 12 and a half of Bogeres, and then Umeis Aviha, her father died, so there are two reasons why nobody can be rejecting the Neder, why her father can't reject the Neder. Number one, he's dead. Number two, she's a Bogeres. If she made the neder when she was a Naira, then she became a Bogeres, and then Umei Savia, then her father died, he can't reject the neder. When she made the neder as a Naira, Shalo Bagra, and then Umei Savia, her father died when she was still a Naira. So again, there can't be rejection of the neder because the father is dead. Naira Shemei Savia, if a Naira, her father dies, and then she makes an Eder, Mi Shemei Savia Bagra, and then she became a Bogeres. So there's nothing to reject here, because number one, the father is dead, and number two, she's a Bogeres. Bogeres Vavia Kaya, let's say she's a Bogeres who makes an Eder, and her father is still alive. So he can't reject the neder because she's already a Bogeres. Naira, if a Naira makes a neder and then becomes a Bogeres, the Avia Kayam and her father is alive, he can't reject the neder because by the time he hears of the neder, she is a Bogeres. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa Masi Bitok Tana, even if a person marries off his daughter when she's a minor, Vinis almano is garsha, and she gets widowed or divorced. V'chazra etzlo, and she comes back to live with her father. Adayini naira, and she's still only 12. Still, the father can't reject the neder, because once she's left his domain, and she's now a yisoma b'chaya av, he lost his power. Rav Yehuda marav, Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav, this Mishnah, Zudiv Rav Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's way of saying it. Aval Chachamim, but the Chachamim say, Shalosh Naros Nidrein Kayamim. There are three young ladies that their Nidarim would last. A Bogeres, a young lady who's now over 12 and a half. Yesoma, if her father, a woman whose father is dead, her Nidar is going to last. V'yasoma b'chaya av, or that she got divorced or widowed during the lifetime of her father, the neder is going to last. And the Chachamim agree, the Mishnah is just spelling out that these three principles are accepted by the Mishnah as well.
And all these cases that by the 24 hour is in the place.
Oh, we're saying that since there's no father, then that's it. The neder lasts.
I understand, but the 24 hour of nullifying, all of them is in the place.
So then there's no 24 hour nullifying because there's no father to nullify.
I found them by the police.